Welcome, listeners, to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being genuinely well-informed, where we pull out the real nuggets from piles of sources. Today, we're diving deep into something where trust and safety are just absolutely paramount. We've got some detailed documents, insights from a platform called MyBookXX. It's designed to connect adult companions and clients. Our mission today, really unpack how this platform approaches safety, not just, you know, secure payments, we touched on that before, but the actual encounters. How do they build trust, ensure security when people actually meet?
It's a really fascinating challenge. It requires balancing individual privacy with some pretty stringent safety protocols. We'll be looking at how they handle things like identity verification, consent, and even broader safety networks, all to create a secure environment.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The first layer of safety that jumped out from the documents is mandatory identity verification. And this isn't just for, like, some people. It's for everyone on the platform.
Exactly. Everyone. Every courtesan, every adult companion, and every client they call MyBookXXX members, they all go through mandatory ID verification.
Right. They use a system called Identify for that.
Yes. Identify for the individuals. Yeah. And for agencies, they have to go through company ID verification. Things like KVK in the Netherlands or similar EU systems.
Okay, and here's where it got really interesting for me. The platform knows the true identities of everyone involved. Absolutely everyone. But, and this is key, for privacy courtesans can still use a stage name. That's all the clients see. Mm. And the clients. They're only revealed by their first name to the companion. So the full verified identities, they're kept private, secure, behind the scenes.
And the why behind this? Huh. It's critical. It's to guarantee, absolutely guarantee, that every single person on there is real, that they're of age 21 plus specifically and crucially, that they're legally allowed to operate within that framework. This foundation, this verified identity, it's sort of the bedrock for all the other safety measures.
Okay, so you've got that bedrock of verified identity. What's the next crucial step then for building trust and safety? The documents talked about consent.
Yes, consent. For every single booking, a digital intimacy consent agreement is generated automatically.
And how specific is this agreement? What does it actually contain?
It's quite specific. It has the stage names of both people, their MyBookXXMIC member IDs, and a timestamp. And again, the key detail here, while the platform knows the true identities, those are explicitly not revealed to the other person in this agreement. Privacy is maintained.
Right. And connecting this to the bigger picture, this digital consent agreement, it seems to do a few really important things.
Absolutely. I mean, first, it ensures legal compliance. That's vital. But maybe even more importantly, it protects both sides if there's any kind of misunderstanding later on. It clearly lays out the terms, the boundaries for the encounter before anything even happens.
Okay, so we've established real identities, clear consent, but, you know, things can still go wrong. What happens if someone, say a courtesan, encounters a troubling client? The documents mention an internal system for that.
That's right. There's an internal safety interface specifically for recording those kinds of incidents. Allows for immediate reporting. But it doesn't stop there. MyBookXXX also connects outwards to a broader network. The system can share data with or receive data from external blacklist initiatives.
Yeah, they listed some examples. UTSOPI, GoPro PassUp in Belgium, and Proud, PMW, De Rodra, De Kern in the Netherlands. Why connect externally like that? What's the benefit?
Well, it raises a really important point. Why link up with these external lists? And the answer is pretty clear. Safety is just much, much stronger when organizations collaborate. These aren't just random groups. They're often established bodies, support networks, advocacy groups working on the ground.
So it creates a wider safety net.
Precisely. The documents even mention potential future API integrations. Imagine real-time safety alerts across Europe. That significantly expands the reach of these protections. It means courtesans, agencies, they can report incidents and protect the whole community, not just within one platform.
This leads us to a really significant goal that the sources kept highlighting.
Yes.
How all these layers, the ID checks, the consent, the blacklists, actively work together to fight human trafficking and exploitation.
Yes, that's a major focus.
The platform itself explicitly says it acts as a guardian of transparency and choice. That's a pretty bold statement.
It is a powerful statement. And my book, XXX, seems to want to be more than just a booking tool. It positions itself as, well, part of the movement against human trafficking.
Yeah.
By creating this transparent, verified environment. The idea is you eliminate the shadows where exploitation thrives. It's all about ensuring everyone participating is doing so by their own free will, with verified identities and verified consent.
Okay. So someone listening might be thinking, with all this verification,
right,
why not just let people be anonymous? What's the harm?
Well, you see, anonymity in this specific context, it actually creates huge risks. Risk is abuse, lack of accountability. While privacy is protected, you know, with the stage names and first names only, the real identities have to be verified behind the scenes. Otherwise, how do you confirm age? Legality. How do you hold anyone accountable if something bad happens? It's the necessary foundation.
Makes sense. And what if, despite all these measures, a courtesan does feel unsafe with a client during or after an encounter? What's the process then?
The system allows for reporting. She can report him discreetly. That triggers internal checks on the platform side. And crucially, it can lead to sharing that information anonymized, of course, with those external blacklist networks we talked about.
Ah, so it protects others in the future, too.
Exactly. It flags a potentially problematic individual, not just on MyBookXXX, but potentially across a wider network, protecting the broader community.
That sounds like strong protection for the courtesans. But is it a one-sided system? What about protection for the clients?
No, it's definitely designed to protect both sides. Those digital consent agreements are absolutely key here, because the terms of the encounter are documented, time-stamped. It provides a really solid defense against any false accusations for the client, too. It ensures expectations are clear and agreed upon beforehand. It's a record for both parties involved.
So today we've really dug into how safety on a platform like this goes way beyond just secure payments. It's about building this this multi-layered system, identity verification, clear consent, and these collaborative safety networks that even stretch across different organizations.
Mm.
We've seen how platforms are putting robust systems in place, trying to ensure everyone is real, everyone is willing, everyone is protected, while still somehow managing to safeguard privacy behind the scenes.
And this brings us to maybe a provocative thought for you, the listener. What does this level of verified interaction, this kind of networked safety, what might it mean for the future of other online services, particularly those involving sensitive personal exchanges? How could this model influence our, you know, broader understanding of privacy versus accountability in this digital age we're all navigating?
That's definitely something to think about. And in our next deep dive, we'll be exploring another critical piece of this puzzle, how technology and automation make using MyBookXXX smoother and easier. We're talking everything from UBL invoicing to API connections for flights and more. So stay tuned, because as we've seen today, safety and innovation, they really can and perhaps must go hand in hand.